A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign are you going to perform for us to see so that we can put faith in you? What is the work you do? Our ancestors had manna to eat in the desert. According to the scripture, he gave them bread from the heavens to eat." Jesus said to them, "I solemnly assure you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from the heavens. It is my Father who gives you the real heavenly bread. God's bread comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir, give us this bread always," they besought him. Jesus explained to them, "I myself am the bread of life. No one who comes to me shall ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me shall thirst again." The Gospel of the Lord. "Give us a sign," the crowd cried. When I was in high school, my father likes to recall this story. It seems I was talking to my mom on a payphone from the school. Boy, does that date me. Yep, no cell phone. Well, anyway, I was talking to my mom, and at the end of our conversation, I ended it like I always did. "Bye, Mom. I love you." A nearby teacher happened to overhear the end of my conversation, and while being a small Catholic high school, the next time he saw my dad, the teacher remarked to my father how that small phrase from the conversation stuck with him, especially because it came from a teenager talking to her parents in an age when teens were supposed to want to have nothing to do with their parents. For a teen to publicly announce that she loves her mom really stayed with him. A sign, yes, a relatively small sign, but now it has carried on through our family. My children say it to me, and my grandchildren are learning to say it. Some would say it is a sign with little meaning, the empty words, "I love you," because they are used so much. But it is what is behind the sign. Long hours walking a baby to sleep, cleaning up messy diapers, getting out of bed with 2 hours sleep to go to work because your child had a restless night, spending grocery money to buy your daughter that prom dress of her dreams without telling her so you could see her shining face, scrimping on a family budget so your son could have that letter jacket for his high school, letting personal projects go so you could help your children with their homework and school projects, and finding that all these small sacrifices weren't really sacrifices, but a culmination of joy at remembering. The crowd asked Jesus for a sign. "What can you give us? We had manna in the desert." Jesus answers, "I am the bread of life." Many scoffed at his words. They thought they were empty words, empty promises. But those of us who believe know differently. We know what is behind the sign. A love so complete that the divine became human. Our God became like us. We know that he suffered a cruel death to rise from the dead and defeat sin. And yet, he still didn't leave us. Every time we gather around the table of the Eucharist, he comes again to physically live in us through the bread and the wine. "I love you," spoken over and over again, not with hollow, empty promises, but with real actions behind them. The next time someone tells you the phrase, "I love you," is overused and overrated, tell them what is behind the sign. Tell them what "I love you" really means.